The Lapine City Council regular meeting of Wednesday, July 14th, 2010, is called to order at 6 p.m. We will now do a roll call to establish a quorum.
Counselor Kleiner.
Mayor Shields.
Counselor Hedges.
Counselor McAfee.
Counselor Douglas Ward.
City Attorney Luana Damavell.
Ministry Assistant Patty Morgan.
Thank you. We have all council here, and office staff, city manager is on vacation, and city attorney was not required to be here tonight. Counselor Ward, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. That looks like it had a shrunk there. What happened?
It did. I keep forgetting to get something underneath until meeting day, and then it's too late. I'll put that on my list.
Well, we have a pretty short agenda tonight, unless anyone has anything that came up since the agenda went out that cannot wait until a later meeting that needs to be added tonight. I have nothing.
I'd like to add a discussion about adding public comment to the work sessions.
I think we should have that discussion at a meeting with our managers here. And
I did speak with him, and he said it was up to the council.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's go ahead and put that on there. So that'll be, what is the number?
10.
Okay, so 10A will be discussion on public comment at work sessions. Okay. Oh, okay, anything else? Can't wait, no way. And move on to number 5, public comments for items not on the agenda. Oh, we have a silent audience tonight. I love it. We will move on to the consent agenda, item number 6. 6A, approval of minutes. Does anyone have any discussion or any changes or corrections on those? I have nothing.
I have one. This one was for June 23rd. And then on page 11. And on the second sentence, where it says that I said that the state police may start charging city for the cost of background checks when they stop vehicles. I said the state police were trying to charge cities for the background checks, and that was. It was just offered an example of mechanisms that might be used to kind of mitigate the declining budgets. So it wasn't like they're going to start doing this. It was just kind of a discussion about this might be a trend.
So you're asking staff to go back and just check on the wording and make sure it's captured correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Anyone else? And I just realized I misspoke. I actually did also have a correction on the Wednesday, June 23rd minutes, page 3. Down at the bottom, under City Council Rules and Procedures, City Manager Allen suggested having a work session to make revisions to the Council Rules and Procedures and to change the requirement for the city attorney to be at meetings unless requested. I think there's supposed to be change the requirement for the city attorney to not be at meetings unless requested. Because the way we have it now, the city attorney is required to be at meetings. Staff, would you go back and check on the wording on that?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
For
clarity. Okay, bills and invoices. Any discussion? Any of that? Approval of OLCC license renewals. Any discussion? No. Item 6B, approval of temporary liquor license for Homestead Tavern. Any discussion, questions?
No.
All right then, I will entertain a motion.
There was two other liquor licenses after that.
Oh, there are?
Uh-huh. Would you have station of Frontier, please?
Thank you. I should have removed my paper clip. I would have had that. Okay, and that jazz festival.
Yeah.
Approval of liquor licenses for a Homestead Tavern, Lucky Up Station, and Frontier Days Jazz Festival. Okay, no question? Discussion?
No.
All right. Thanks, Lauren. Okay, with that then, I will entertain a motion for approval of consent agenda with staff looking into wording changes on page 3 and page 11 on the June 23rd meetings, just for clarity in making those changes.
All right, so moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McPhee, yes.
Councilor Hitchens, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Manor, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Number 7, Deschutes County 911 Service District Operating Agreement. Has everyone had a chance to read the manager's
staff
report on this? Thank you. And the agreement itself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Comments? Questions?
No.
And for the public's information, the background on this for the city manager is that there's been a 911 agreement between all cities, fire districts, and county since it started. His discussion is they have changed the management structure of the 911 center by having the county be the manager over the agency after recent and long-running problems. Staff analysis is we, City of Lapine, provide no direct fire or police services. We are a signer because we are incorporated. In the future, we might have services, but we need to be a partner in the long term. However, today we play no role in it. Staff recommendation from city manager is to approve the agreement and authorize mayor to sign. So, if there is no discussion or question or concern, I will entertain a motion to approve the 911 agreement and authorize mayor to sign.
I so move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McPhee, yes.
Councilor Hitchens, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brown, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Next item is number 8, discussion of charter committee, outreach and extension of deadline. background on that is that the advertising has been in place for the charter committee applications, and we've only received two at this time. That was when the agenda went out. Now we have four?
We have four now. Okay. Three outside and one inside city limits.
Okay, so four at meeting time. And we wanted nine?
Five inside and up to four outside.
Okay. The discussion on this is council may consider extending the deadline to the end of July, giving opportunity to outreach to the community at chamber breakfasts and such things as that. Staff analysis is with this extension of time on the resolution and applications, it will still leave us with ample opportunity to move forward on the proposed timeline. So what we're looking for is a formal motion to extend the deadline for applications to the end of July.
I so move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes. But I do have a question on this.
Oh, motion passes is, unanimously. Thank you.
Is there a possibility that we could maybe do something to stir up some interest in it within the city? I mean, it's probably one of our most important functions. We need to have somebody on that committee. It looks like we're not going to have too much trouble getting those people outside the city limits to serve on the committee, but we need to get some people that are inside the city limits too. How can we go about stimulating some interest? That's my question.
We have this question every time we have a committee, and I don't, you know, committee concerns, and I'm not sure we have ever come up with a good answer. Chamber breakfast, the manager's going to be at that this month. I don't know if Adele and maybe Luana are going to. It's changed to the 23rd.
I always go to.
Oh, that's right. They're so quiet.
I don't want you to say that anymore. It's very offensive. Please.
Okay, sorry.
I don't want to be labeled. Right. It seems that if at the end of the month, that won't give much time to have people respond.
No.
The breakfast is there. Is there any way it could go out on maybe TV or some other way?
Try the cable channel.
Yeah.
I thought it was on there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of announcements. Just a short while back, what was it that we were doing?
That was on the mosquito abatement.
On the mosquito abatement, yeah. So if staff could stir up some interest there to get the word out, that'd be great.
If I could have several applications, I'll see if I can stir up some people.
Go out and knock on doors?
I work at the senior center. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And most of those people are retired, so there should be some that reside in the city that have some interest in how the city goes.
You'd hope so. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. That's it.
Would it be inconvenient for Councilor Greiner to pick up applications directly after the meeting?
No, that's fine.
We'll do that? Okay. Next item is number 9, discussion of League of Oregon Cities Conference. And my motion, I'm not sure if it's council discussion to update on the League of Oregon Cities Conference being held in Eugene and who would like to sign up to attend. Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of what we need to get an idea of how many want to go and so we can apply for the
scholarships.
But tell us, filled up already.
I've got reservations at the Valley River End over the river.
No, I meant the Hilton, where it's held.
Yeah, it's sold out already.
How does that happen?
People already know where it's at.
Oh. I think that happens before the publications even go out.
Yep.
People who work at legal and cities, they know where it's found.
Well, the legal board in cities is like most organizations, the persons in charge have all the hotel rooms taken care of at the host hotel. Mm-hmm. Everybody else goes out wherever they happen to put them.
I don't remember what was the deadline for getting applications in for the scholarships.
Isn't that on it? I think we just got here. August 16th.
Okay.
Well, I was kind of looking through this, and you know, if we attended the between the hotel, the cost of attending the conference, and the cost of the activities at the conference, plus the meals and the travel expenses, and it seems to me like the cost per person would be somewhere around between $700 and $800 for each person. So if we got scholarships, how much would that leave?
That knocks $300 off of it.
Well, and plus that they have a lot of meals there, they host.
Yeah, there's several, I know.
Mm-hmm. And the motel is $110.
How do you expect reimbursement for meals because you eat anyway?
And the council put the meeting on that.
Well, I know that I would like to go.
I'd like to go too. I'll apply for the scholarship.
Did you see the shake of the head over there?
No. Oh.
Spouses could go too.
Spouses can go.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you pay, of course, but. Okay, so Councilors McAfee and Hedges would like to attend. Councilor Ward?
Yeah, would be fine with me. I think those two would be fine. I think two is plenty.
Yeah, I think so too. I was considering it myself, but it would be nice if we keep it to a low enough number that we're probably better guaranteed that we would get the scholarships, I think. Your thoughts?
Oh, I'm happy with the two ladies on. And you too, if you'd like.
Well,
maybe next year.
Yeah, part of it with me too is I have some family planning things that are not nailed down as to dates yet. So, and there's still time to apply, you know, so I could apply later and
Rick's going on.
Pay for it myself.
Rick's going.
Rick is going. Oh, okay. Good. Thank you for that. Okay. Well.
What are the cost of the rooms? Do you know?
$110 or $119. I've got two rooms reserved. So.
I don't share. I have sleep problems. I'll pay half of the double, but
doesn't matter. Yeah. Got two reserved, so that'll be. For 3 nights. We go for Wednesday night because it starts Thursdays. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. $600, $660 for motel.
Okay, so Rick's going, we need three rooms.
He's got his own. He's doing this on his other stuff.
Oh, okay. What a deal.
Yes. He's already said he's got his room running and everything.
And so he said we don't have to do anything in regards to him going. What a guy.
So how much would we be budgeting for each person to go?
How much would we be budgeting?
Well, I mean, I'm planning on, don't you think the council should pay for it? I mean, the city should pay for it.
Yeah, well.
Well, how much is it going to cost us? Do you have any idea?
It would be $1,200 to $1,300.
for the two that we, okay.
And then if we get scholarship, you get 600 back out of it. That's wrong. And it is budgeted for in the budget.
Well, no, that's no big deal, but if we could do it for $1,300, then I'm for making a motion and allowing the $1,300 budget. Is that satisfactory with the persons attending?
Yeah, I have one other question. There's when you go to these, there are optional workshops that you can attend.
That's what I don't, as an unknown, until you fill out the paperwork.
That isn't included in the 1300. Well, that isn't right then, because there's no reason for them to go unless they attend the workshops and find out.
Well, no, there are workshops that are open. You go just because you signed up for the, you have your choice of a lot of them that run concurrently, and then there are other special ones.
Yeah, the council workshop, for instance, is $50, and if they're on the council, I think that they should go to that,
uh-huh.
And they should be reimbursed for it.
Yeah, and you would want to, right?
Well, yeah.
So how many?
What do you think?
Well, the only thing that you have to pay for, I think, is the tours.
Uh-huh.
And it's only one opportunity, and I forget how much those tours are. I think that's $50 or something. $50.
Wasn't there a council workshop?
Yeah.
It's $35.
Yeah.
So and then there's a council workshop for $50.
Right.
So why don't we submit a budget and then to see how much and with and then come to council with some solid numbers.
Do we need to do that, Willie?
I don't think so. It's I think we should just make
give approval to go.
Give approval to go, and then and also what additional things we would like for them to sign up for. I think the counselor's workshop is a no-brainer, and I would hate to see any of our counselors go and not attend the annual banquet on Saturday, which is an additional $40.
I can stay with my daughter. That would take off.
Well, if they're going, they should be able to attend everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that they want to attend.
I agree.
The whole idea of it is education for us. I mean, that's the whole idea.
Right.
If anybody's willing to go, they must be interested in being educated more. So I think it's just more just right that we take care of it.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just go give it approval with whatever classes they choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay.
We do this every year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my gosh, look at all the hours and hours that counselors put in devoting their time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can't send a couple of them to a conference and pay for what they think they would get some value out of and enjoy, then there's just something wrong. Okay.
Well, just so you know, I wasn't trying to be cheap. I was just wondering how much we were obligating, that's all, because I was on the budget committee. I know that we budgeted amounts, but I just was wondering how much. But I firmly believe that there should be enough allowed that they can attend everything.
Sure.
Right. No, I understood why you were questioning that, or, you know, I understood your concerns. I think we all do, and we appreciate it.
All those little added things on there.
Yeah. But
they're worth it. It's worth going to.
It is worth it. You know, and I'm sure our counselors aren't going to sign up for anything they don't think they're going to get some value out of anyway. So,
you never know. You might even be on TV. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What she's talking about is I went to a workshop and then they did an interview idea where this guy was attacking me.
Verbally
attacking me.
Okay. How to deal with the media.
Yeah, that's quite fine.
Any other discussion? Questions? Comments? All right. With that, I will entertain a motion for the City Council to approve sending Councilors Hedges and McAfee to the League of Oregon Cities annual conference. Giving them the option to sign up for any additional programs they see fit, and with staff putting in an application for scholarship.
I would so move.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
What a location at Cottage Grove. If you want to go there.
Okay. Takes us to number 10, other matters. We have 10A, requested by Councilor McAfee. Discussion on public comment at work sessions. Miguel, your thoughts on that?
Suggestions? Well, after I went home, I was thinking that when we go to one meeting a month and one work session a month, then that gives people only one time a month for comment. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking maybe just extending that a little bit further on. I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, from now on we always have public comment at the work session. But then so people get used to the idea. And that was the purpose of that. Because it just seems like once a month seems to be... I don't want people know that people are engaged to get the idea that we're not giving them enough opportunity.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it was good, you know, that there was that twice a month opportunity for people to give their input. And I like for people to have that opportunity. So I don't have a problem with it.
So is this something you're going to want once during the work session, after it, before it, both? Where do you want it?
Why couldn't
it be continuous as the work session was continuing on? Or do you want it just at one time?
I don't think that would work real well.
One time at the end? One time at the beginning.
You know, probably one time at the end, mm-hmm. because it's work session is for council to put their heads together and work on whatever project or issue, you know, big project or issue is before them, and normally we have background on it that the public doesn't have, and we could have our discussion, probably iron out most of whatever would come up in questions anyway, if people had questions at the beginning of a meeting, not knowing a whole lot about what we're going into. And then they, you know, just be sure we allow ample time at the end for people to then give their additional input. And, you know, could even make it a little interactive more. That might even be the time that we do more interactive input than at regular meetings.
I think Adele has a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And no one should, anyone who wants to speak should be allowed to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a work session or a meeting, it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
If someone out there wants to speak, they have the right to speak.
Right.
No, that's a good idea.
I agree.
Evidently, we have a lot of things coming up that you're going to want to speak about, too.
So. Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, it's supposed to be the people's city. So. you know, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, is listening to people and representing what they want, so. All right. So
is that, sorry.
No, go ahead.
The beginning of the regular session and the end of the work session is,
or? I think we previously decided for the regular session there was going to be an opportunity at the beginning and then another one at the end if anybody had anything to say.
Right.
And then the work session would be just at the end.
I think we should give the mayor the ability to take a question if something really drastic comes up before the end of the meeting. We should, maybe you should have the ability to say, well, okay, you can talk now instead of waiting to the end, but that would be up to you.
The mayor always has that option, and actually the council has that option too, by request through the mayor. You know, we're working along on something and you and Adele, you know, say, gosh, I think, you know, so-and-so probably has some good thoughts, then you present it to the mayor and
okay.
So that's already built in, but good thought. So what I'm hearing then is that council would like to, since we're having one regular session a month and one work session a month, establish a procedure to allow public comment at the end of each work session, at the end of council discussion on each work session?
Yeah.
All right. Then I will entertain such a motion.
I so move.
I'll move second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Planner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. And I just thought of one other thing. I'm not sure if we're supposed to actually vote on things that come out at a meeting. But,
what?
But new things that come up at a meeting. But we've always done it. And so that's just a thought that when we restructure our council rules and regulations, we might want to, reword that.
Okay.
Because that's the habit that we've gotten into. Okay. Item number 11, public comments for items not on the agenda.
I think that's number 5. I think maybe, is it supposed to be for items on the agenda?
Yeah.
No. We're way past number 5.
Oh, okay, you had it twice. Okay.
You're given the opportunity twice during the meeting.
Yeah, that's what we decided at our last meeting.
Good idea.
Anyone?
All right. Okay.
Oh, did you?
I have a desire to set on the charter committee. I know that some of you have felt that I would be a conflict of interest, but you're having such a hard time finding somebody within the city to sit on that committee. Is there any way that you would change your mind on the fact that you think, I don't think for myself, honest, I don't do everything Doug says. And I really would like to sit on that committee.
It's like a outbox for that. I know she doesn't.
I mean, I don't know how else to be nice about it other than to say, I do have a mind of my own.
Well, I wouldn't see it as a conflict of interest. And one thing that I do know, because this sort of thing has come up in the past, it came up many different times back when I was on the Water District Board of Directors. And one thing I do know is that it is not illegal. There's nothing illegal about that at all, so we don't have to worry about that. And I'm comfortable with that idea. So,
that was Rick's idea, because I asked also if a counselor could be on. Mm-hmm. And He just said no, that he doesn't want spouses or counselors on it. So it would be up to him, I guess.
Well, shall we then have this discussion when Rick is back?
At the work session?
Sure. We've got it for the work session, and then I'd like to get more input on directly from Rick on his thoughts on that.
Mayor Shields?
Yes.
Doesn't the council have to approve all members that go on that committee anyway?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's an application put in, the council has the right to say, we don't want that person, we'll have somebody in their place.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be no reason why she shouldn't go ahead and put the application in and go from there. Can
sure.
anybody see anything wrong with that?
No, I don't see any problem with that. And, you know, manager's recommendation is just that, manager's recommendation. I think it's prudent to give a lot of weight to the manager's recommendation on most things. He has a lot more experience than any one of us have. But it's definitely worthy of discussion, I think. So, sure, go ahead and turn in the application. And we'll discuss it at our work session. All right, so staff will have that on that agenda. Yeah. Anyone else this time? We'll try. Vicki?
Well, it's on the agenda. I didn't know when public can talk on items on the agenda.
Oh, did I have a little sign up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did, but anyway, I just thank you very much for considering the public comments at your other meeting, the work session. Thank you very much for, because I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
Did she want to comment on something, Mom?
Did I have a, is there a clipboard?
I think we need the agenda. That's what you do, Mom.
Yeah, we didn't have okay. much of any real impact going on tonight, so.
Okay.
All right, move on to number 12, committee reports. Gloria.
Hi, Gloria Fleming, Planning Commission. I just wanted to let you know that I did attend the County Planning Commission meeting in Bend on the 8th, and they had a public hearing on amending the county codes for the historical sites and that sort of thing. Nobody showed from the public showed up, so evidently there isn't a whole lot of interest at this point. The Historical Preservation and Historical Landmarks Committee is having a meeting tomorrow night up in Bend, and the Rick Kotowski or Pete Kotowski?
Peter Kotowski.
Peter. He said he was going to wait until after that meeting to make any kind of recommendations. So evidently they're making a presentation and they'll make recommendations, and then the Planning Commission will meet on the 22nd again to make any decisions. So that was it.
All right. Any other committee members out there? Anyone?
I have some. First of all, I just thought, just throw this out. I don't know how many.
Or is this council comments or a committee?
This is a committee comment.
Committee report? Okay.
I went to the COAC meeting.
Okay.
Okay. And DMV and ODOT will be moving funds historically allocated to highway construction and modernization to alternate forms of transportation. Enlarging highways will no longer be a priority. This will affect the distribution of all available funds. Funding is also down, so it will be reduced. Thus, there's going to be more competition for those funds. ODOT will be focusing on the reduction of greenhouse gases. To that end, more funds will be used for bike and pedestrian routes, as well as public transportation. When considering the Highway 97 corridor, all planning will be regional and not based on what's best for local or community needs or wants. And when that statement was made, I kind of wondered about what our 97 corridor was going to look like, because the way it sounded to me like they're going to do whatever they want to do regardless, and it really does make wrong. The federal and state government tapping into that miles traveled tax. So just for your information, it has not gone away. There's still, there's nothing currently in motion, but they're still talking about it. The Highway 97 Wickiup Junction rail crossing has $1 million earmark fund, and that project is underway. They also have a modernization project that's in the STIP work right now, and the estimated cost for that is $30 million, but there's no funding. US 97 rewrote the design and construction of the intersection improvements. It is listed as a top priority for La Pine, but it's not included in the TSP, the Transportation System Plan, and the estimated cost is $1 million, and again, it's not funded. The STIP, Statewide Traffic Improvement Program staff, has proposed planning and development on Highway US 97 from First Street to Oregon Highway 31. The refinement plan has a $300,000 allocation, again, not funded. The Finley Butte Road, adding a traffic signal, is in the TSP. The cost is $250,000. Again, it's not funded. US 97 at Pinecrest, they recommend paving Huntington and Deer Road for access to the rural subdivision and develop an alternate access to US 97. The first step in improving Huntington Road, the cost is approximately $1,900,000. It's not in the TSP, and again, it's not funded. The Statewide Traffic Improvement Program plan, South Century Drive to US 97 at Wickiup Junction refinement, the estimated cost is $140,000 for that. Again, it's not funded. Highway 97 is missing sidewalks, which is a safety issue, and safe route for schools, and that isn't even considered. It's not in the TSP, it's not even any estimate or anything. But one thing I noticed, that if we want anything done in this town, what we're going to have is several shovel-ready projects. And if we have 10 shovel-ready projects, we might get the top one or two in their first tier. And then they would divide the rest up in tier two or tier three, which is just like throwing them in the garbage can, the way it looked to me like. So we really need to get going on that. One of the projects that I thought we could get done in here is a bike path and a walkway to connect Crescent Creek down to the traffic light. And I know that we can get an easement from Wooden Deschutes Lodge and the Senior Center, because I know about those. They're willing to give it, because I talked with Rob Roy, and I know that the Senior Center is willing. But there's a piece between Crescent Creek and the Senior Center, Crescent Creek and the Little Deschutes Lodge, and I'm not sure who it belongs to, but we need to get an easement through that. And I think that we could get something going and maybe get some information on it, and get the easement on it. Incidentally, if any of you is interested in what they're talking about, the Wickiup Junction project, if you go on the internet, you can get something like this, and it tells you the whole story. And one other thing, and then I'm all done. I don't know how many of you listen to MSNBC, but the other day I was listening to it, and they were telling about the states that are most favorable to business. And you might like to know that Oregon overall is rated 31, so they're not just about in the center. They're rated 34 in business cost, 12 in labor, 33 in regulations, 40 in economic benefits, 7 in growth projects. And both Idaho is number 6 and Washington is number 12. So if we want to get more business in this state, we'd better step up to the plate and do some changes. Thank you.
Whoa. Very interesting report. Thank you for all that. Wow. That's weird. The Finley Butte Highway 97 signal is in the TSP?
That's what I said, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's in the TSP, but there's no funding.
Yeah. Well, but that's interesting because ODOT has told us all along that when we talk about traffic light at First and Reed and Highway 97, that we shouldn't be talking about necessarily a traffic light there, or at 3rd Street, or at Finley Butte Road, because nobody knows what the study is going to tell us. So it's interesting that...
I think that might have been thrown in there last year to get it on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where it's at. It's on the list.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere, but...
But
yeah.
But the list means nothing without the dollars.
Yep.
Right.
Shall we pass the hat?
That should be a big hat.
Well, thank you, Doc. That was a very good report.
Mrs. Mayor?
Yes.
Shall I give the report on the Transportation Advisory Committee now?
Yeah,
now?
Okay. Please.
Last week, on the 24th, I went to the meeting of the Pine Area Transportation Advisory Group, which they changed their format from a monthly meeting to a quarterly meeting, mainly because they have absolutely nothing to do. They don't have a thing to do. ODOT is giving a little bit of help. The Deschutes County Road Department has no representation whatsoever. Won't answer their calls. Won't answer their letters. What they're going to try and do is integrate some of their members into the city's transportation committees, and then probably fold this up and be no longer. That's my pretty much general opinion, because they have there's nothing they can do at all. They're not getting any help from the county whatsoever, and these are all county road districts in the Lapine Basin, and there's nothing for them to do at all. They feel that they can do more if they're associated with the city than they can here. So this will probably disappear. That's my opinion.
But the people will still be interested, we hope?
The people are interested in integrating themselves into the city committees. They feel that they do more help than they can for this.
Good.
The Liggy meeting for today was canceled. It was moved to next week. Luana's going to cover it for me for next week because I'll be out of town for the next 7 days. And that's it. Thank you.
Fidel?
No, I don't have a committee report.
Barbara?
No, COIC was canceled and I didn't make it to Maupin, so.
All right.
I have nothing going.
And I have none. We'll move on to staff comments. Luana?
Well, I've got a couple of reports to give. First one, I've been asked by Councilor Hedges to give this report to the council. It's regarding the transparency meeting that was held in Redmond on August 29th. Councilor Greiner, Councilor McAfee, City Attorney Green, and myself attended. My understanding that meeting was to voice our opinions about the Attorney General's intent to create a bill that could have a paralyzing effect on cities, both financially and in terms of resources as it pertains to public records requests. But as I sat through the meeting, it was apparent that that discussion wasn't going to happen, and it didn't really. But there were some good comments about records requests and transparency, and there is a possibility of the Attorney General Office looking into the minutes more closely. And then today I attended a class sponsored by ODOT called the Road Diet Handbook, Setting Trends for Livable Streets. It was put on by Jennifer Rosales, and she's written different manuals regarding streets and different ideas that go into them. this one was in particular about how to cut down 4 lanes to 3 lanes and implementing bike lanes and make the cities more user-friendly for bicyclers and such. So it was interesting, but I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. We'll find for a while. Also, just for information, Kittleson and Associates has gotten the go-ahead to proceed with the corridor analysis from the county, so they'll be getting going on that. And that's all I have.
Right. Patty, anything?
No, just I attended the records management and archiving class last month, and I prepared a report, but it's something I just shared with staff because it's really more on records and file management and archiving information that I seized.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Council comments. Councilor Ward, anything else?
No. Thank you.
Councilor McAfee?
Yes. Mayor Shields and I collaborated on a statement that I'd like to make. And this statement is to formally acknowledge that the issues and concerns leading up to the City of La Pine special meeting of May 24th, 2010 were addressed and reconciled at that meeting. It was determined that the most constructive action we could take as a council would be to adopt a motion made by Councilor McAfee to bring the meeting to a positive conclusion, to move forward to realize potential of La Pine and conduct ourselves in a manner befitting councilors for the City of La Pine. In keeping with and honoring the spirit of Councilor McAfee's motion, which was applauded by the public and confirmed by unanimous council vote of acceptance, we hereby affix our signatures below in agreement that this issue is behind us. It is our desire and expectations that we, as city councilors, shall conduct ourselves accordingly and focus on the business of running the city and moving city projects forward in a cooperative manner. And I have then I have a personal note, and I'll just make it really brief. It was because my main concern has always been that this community continue to grow and flourish. I do not want this issue to continue to overshadow the hard-won progress the city has made. I want you to know how grateful I am for the community support that has sustained me and brought me to this point, to see the city come together and find a single voice with which to speak, and to see the steadiness of your purpose. It made me realize how important it is to keep moving forward and not to be sidetracked by all of this. I'm resolved to put this issue to rest once and for all, keeping only the silver lining from this cloud and my renewed sense of commitment to this wonderful community that I have a privilege to serve.
Very good. Thank you.
I'll buy into everything she just said. Forward hope.
I agree with both those statements on it.
Thank you. So we will, with council consensus then, have staff do that up on the letterhead that we will then sign, and it will be on file. Right? Cool. All right. Wonderful. Councilor Hedges? No. Any comments? Oh, and I didn't ask, did you have anything else?
No.
I have nothing. I didn't know whether I or Lana was going to talk about the go-ahead. But no, that's fine. For the Gillis. Yeah, so that was the only thing I would have had. I'm done. Councilor Greiner, any other comments?
I think you've heard enough from me tonight.
It was good. You know, if you're on a roll there and have more to say, we can do that.
I've got some stuff here we agree.
Oh, I just wanted to, I think, did you have these out and around for people to pick up? That is one comment I do have, come to think of it, about the homelessness
in Central Oregon. Town hall meeting on Thursday, July 22nd. Is everyone aware of that? And hopefully most or all of us can attend and find out what's going on there and what we can do to help too. And we do have these flyers if anyone wants them. So
I do have one little thing. We have the 100 year anniversary coming up, and I hope that we get a lot of information out on that and everybody participates. Yeah. Great things going to go on next month. So.
Next month, and September is the month that is scheduled for the actual birthday party, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Is the chief work hosting that? Or
Linda Stevenson.
Yeah. Okay.
15th,
20th,
she has all the information.
Yeah. It's the 24th and 25th. Yeah. Okay.
And of course, the Newberry Eagle every month is doing their
September 24th, 25th.
Mm-hmm. That's when it's going to be held.
That's when the council. That's when the conference is.
It is.
the big celebration is in August.
August.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
I think so. We'll just miss cake.
You know, we're a busy bunch here. A lot of things to do.
I wasn't sure the day.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. With that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I would so move.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Viner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. We can get out of here.